Okay, so we're going to continue with Hilchos Tefillah. Last week we spoke about the inyan of davening in a shul with a tzibur. Also, just one thing that I wanted to clarify that last week that we were talking about, to go a mil, if you're traveling, you have to go a mil backwards or 4 mil in front of you. Somebody asked that we're talking about, you know, what's... Are we talking about the actual distance of a mil, or are we talking about the time that it would take to travel a mil and therefore make a difference because we have cars now? So do we have to, you know, travel just the length of a mil or the time that it would take? So the time is 18 minutes. I guess probably less than the time of a mil is 18 minutes. And for different halachas, we go by the time, but I did see brought down that over here for this halacha, when you're traveling and there's a minyan, you know, another 4 mil... or a mil behind you, we're not talking about the time. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about having to travel back 18 minutes or travel in front of you 72 minutes. I mean, that would be, you know... So we're actually talking about the actual distance, which would be a lot shorter when in a car, obviously.
How long
so,
is a mil in feet?
I don't know.
It's about a kilometer, give or take.
But I imagine it's 18 minutes on foot. But 18 minutes on foot... I don't know, what is that? You know what, 3 or 4 minutes by car?
Half a mile.
That sounds like more than a kilometer. Okay. I've always heard that.
Anyway, fine. So, but that was the Indian. That's what we saw. That someone who's sitting in a house, we had a shiloh. If someone's sitting in his house, does he have the halacha of somebody like going back to go back a mil? Or, right, what's his shear? When you're not traveling, what's your shear that you have to go? So Ramesha said at least a mil. So you'd at least have to go a distance of a mil in order to get tefillah betzibor or tefillah in a shul. Okay, so let's go into this halacha today we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about things that we're supposed to be doing or allowed to be doing before davening. So there's a number of different halachas. I don't think we're going to get to all of them, but we'll start off. So the Gemara in Daf Yadal and Amud Aleph. Here. Thank you. The Gemara in Daf Yadal and Aleph is underlined. Amar Rav in Brachas. Kol anoisein shalom lechaveiroi kodem sheyispalo. If you give shalom to your friend before you daven, ki'ilu asa bama. It's as if you made him into a bama.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's a bad thing because when we have a mizbeach, so then you're not supposed to be being makaran a bama. Shenemar, it says, the pasuk says, Chidlu lachem in ha'adam, asher neshama ba'apai. You know, stay away from a person that he has neshama, ki b'med nechshavu. You just stay away from somebody. Now, Rashi's going to jump on. What does it mean, stay away from somebody? Why should you stay away from people? You know, people are nice. Why can't you... So Rashi says, Chidlu lachem min ha'adam, I didn't underline, but it's the second narrow line. When you were supposed to be being Isaac in the covenant of the Makkim of Hashem, Altis Asku Bechvayt Adam. That's how he learns this pasuk. This pasuk is just a pasuk talking about, oh, don't you know, stay away from people. Why should we stay away from people? So Rashi's saying, no, it just means at the time that you're supposed to be being Isaac in the covenant of Hashem, at that time you should not be Isaac in the covenant of a person. And then Rashi says, Dilav Haki, Lamalei Lifko. Why should I stay away from him? You know, as people are nice, you can have shaykhs with people. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So from this pasuk, he says, "Al tikri bameh." Right? The pasuk says, "Chidlu chem en adam ashar nesham v'apay ki bameh nechshafu." Because what is he worth already? What's a person worth? So he says, "Al tikri bameh ela bama." Don't read it bameh. Say bama. You're turning him into a bama by giving him shalom first. Ushmuel Amri says, "No, you don't have to say bama. You say." How are you being chayshev? Like, how are you being nechshev this person more and not Hashem? That's how he learns the pasuk. Not bama, but he keeps the same meaning. But again, the same point is brought out that when you're supposed to be going to daven, you're not supposed to be, you know, giving shalom to a person. Masav of sheshes. So sheshes a kasha befrakim shalom neakavid umeshiv. We know, we learned earlier, that if someone's in the between parshas of Kriya Shema, he's allowed to ask shalom b'nei HaKavod, and he's also allowed to answer. So, Tirgmar Abba b'mashkim l'peschay. We're talking about over here, where you're going out of your way, you're waking up early, you're going out of your way to go give somebody shalom.
Is this early in the morning?
Well, we'll get to that. But Kipshutai, we're talking about just in the morning. Right? The mashkim l'peschay is when you get up, and you go to greet somebody. He says, that's the problem. If you're davening and somebody comes over to you and asks you shalom and you're between prakim, then okay, that's a different halacha. But this halacha is talking about you get up in the morning, you want to stop off by your friend and say hello. That you shouldn't do.
But obviously, if you're on your way to shul, you want to say good morning to
someone. Yeah.
You can answer, but you can't initiate the greeting.
Okay, mashkim, we're going to get into this, but mashkim lepiskoi to me sounds like you're going to get up and going out of your way to go to say something. Not like, the shahs, if you're walking and you bump into somebody, yeah. So are you allowed to initiate or do you have to wait? That I think is a different shah. Mm-hmm. But here, mashkim lepiskoi, I think means that you're getting up. Mashkim is like you're getting up to go give somebody shalom.
Who's got the morning
person? You're not allowed to do take care of your business. Take care of the things that you need to take care of before you daven. Shenemar tzedek lefan of yehalich v'yaseim l'derech pa'amav. First, tzedek lefan of yehalich, and then afterwards, then you can go do your things. Anybody who first davens and then goes to l'derech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisel lechafatzav. Then Hashem makes sure that you're able to do what you need to do, you need to accomplish. Shenemar tzedek lefan of yehalich, then v'yaseim l'derech pa'amav. Okay, so we see two halachas. Number one, saying shalom to somebody, and number two is going to do what you need to take care of before davening. So now let's go see the next thing is Rabbeinu Yoina, the back of Rav. Rabbeinu Yoina on the right, you see there's an underline v'dafkoi, b'mashkim, b'piskoi. Right, so we said that this halacha, you're not allowed to answer, you're not allowed to give shalom to somebody is dafka b'mashkim b'piskoi. Provinza. Dafilu b'mashkim b'piskoi einai aser elo kishemaskuloi shalom. So they say that no, this whole iser of saying shalom to somebody is only when you're saying shalom. Why? Mishum sheshmoi shakadosh baruch hu shalom. Because that is Hashem's name. Shalom. Kedvim l'meim l'kamon, like we're going to see later on. You are allowed to say to somebody, good morning, right? That's basically what it says, good morning. Kivan Shayna Maskal Shalom, since you're not mentioning Hashem's name of Shalom. Okay? So that's what he brings up from this Chachme Provinza.
Where did you see that in that Pasuk? Abamenacham. It didn't mention the word Shalom in that Pasuk.
No, it did not mention Shalom at all. But the Gemara did say
this. Right, yeah.
It's a normal way to greet somebody is Shalom. I think that the normal way to greet somebody is with shalom. Matter of fact, we're going to see the halacha is that maybe you should bedafka say good morning because that's a strange way of saying. Now we say it normally, but I guess the normal way in the Gemara is someone's going to say shalom aleichem, right? You don't say good morning. We say good morning, but you're going to see that the halacha is that you should say bedafka good morning because that's a strange way to greet somebody, and you'll realize that I shouldn't get distracted and have a long conversation with davening. So.
So now you should say shalom.
What? Oh, yeah. Anyway, so they're learning that the only Isra over here is saying shalom. Ava mutz lo mitzaf de mori tav, kimish in a maskul ha shalom. V'nira le mairi harav. So now, comes the mairi harav.
Who's
that? I don't know. Sha'afilu zeh einai mutter. This is not mutter, elo kishahutruch lalechas lirois le'esik me'asakha. This thing of mashkum epistle that we're saying that it's only usher when you're asking shalom. But when you're saying good morning, you can go ahead and wake up early, stop off by your parents, say good morning, stop off by your neighbor, say good morning, and then go to shul. That's only, he says that, so that's only when you're going, lirois l'esik me'asaka v'lishominin. You need to go that way anyway because you have to check on some things. Avam eina haylach ela lahagbo panav kaidam atfila. But if you're only going there for the specific purpose of saying hello to the person, then afil is elash l'aser. Okay, so the first chachma provinza said, then no, the only isra is shalom. After that, you can say good morning, go out of your way just to say good morning. But then Rabbeinu Yoina says that no, that he learns that if you're going out of your way specifically just to say hello to somebody, well, that's already a slight on the Rebbeinu Shem's covenant. But if you have to go that way anyway, because you have to check on something or something, you have to check on something anyway, and you're passing right by your parents anyway, so then you can pop in and say hello, good morning. But if you're just to specifically to go over there, that would be a problem. Okay, that's how Rabbeinu Yoina says. Before we get to the halacha, just one more halacha.
What
Tanya. It says this is a Gemara in Ham and Beis and Brachas, which is on the line. You see it? All the way in the bottom, near the bottom.
Yeah.
Tanya, Abba ben Yomel Amir, Al Shnei Dvar Meisi Mitzar Kol Yomei. I was always Mitzar on these two things. Al Tfilasi Shitahei Lefnei Mitasi, that my davening should always be near my Mita. V'amitasi, or Lefnei Mitasi, in front of my Mita. V'amitasi Shitahei Nesunim Ben Tzafel Adam, and that my bed should be positioned from north to south. So, if he means that he would daven before his mita, if he made sure that his bed was in front of him when he davened. So, we know that halacha is that you should not have anything that is chaitze, it's between you and the wall. There's no halacha, maybe we'll get there. That you're not supposed to have anything right chaitze between you and the wall of the shul, in the front of the shul. Okay, so how exactly do we go about davening? That's for a different day. But anyway, Shanema v'yasev Chizkiyo panav elakir, that when Chizkiyo got the bad news that he was gonna die and he had this tekacha, so he turned his face to the wall v'yispal. So how can it mean that he's makbid to daven with his mita in front of him? You're not supposed to have anything that's chaitzis between him and the wall. So he says ela'ema samach l'mitasim. What he means is I was makbid always to daven near my mita. Okay, now what does that mean? Samach l'mitasi. I was makbid to daven near my mita. So take a look at Rashi. Samach l'mitasi, the left, it's on the line. Kol yomai nizharti shaloi lasoi smelacha v'shaloi lasoik b'toira kishe amadati mimitasi ad she'ekar kishma v'espal. I was makbid not to do any business, not do any melacha, forget business, any melacha, and not even to be Isaac and Torah. Until I daven and said Kriyishma, until I daven. That's Rashi. Take a look at Taisvis. Quick look at Taisvis. Ela'ema samach l'mitasi. See that? Shalai ha'aisa malacha at she'ispal. So Taisvis learns that he would be makbid not to do malacha before he davens. V'Rashi pirish, afilu l'mad asa, l'mad kanam tefilo. And Rashi says he comes in with this, with about learning. They're not supposed to be learning. V'lo yadati menale. I don't know where Rashi got this, that you're not allowed to learn before davening. I have a raya, the shari lomoid. I have a raya that is mutted to learn before davening. We're going to see later on in the second parak. I mean, the Rav Makdim, the Rav would get up and umashi yode, he would wash his hands. Umevarech, umasni, parki. Then he would learn vikari krishma. Then he would learn krishma. Ki matizman krishma. So he would get up, wash his hands, learn, and then he would say Kriyishma afterwards. So you see that he ought to get up and learn before davening. What are you going to say about
it? No, there's another way in this paragraph. I think from David Melech it says that he did that.
So
considered morning.
It might even be on him and Melech. So whatever, it's one around here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. I'm not sure if we're going to get to the learning part. I want to talk about the working part. But the learning part, there is a lot to talk about, because one of the things that they ask on this thesis is that, are we talking about before the Zman Tefillah or even when it's Zman Tefillah? When is Zman Tefillah? If we're talking before Zman Tefillah, why should be also? Why can I learn before Zman Tefillah? And here you see from Rav that he got up and he davened before Kriyishma. When he reached Kriyishma, then he would say Kriyishma. So obviously he got up earlier, before the Zman. So if you get up before the Zman, what should you do? I mean, you should play games before until it hits Zman Tefillah. So I mean, if you before the Zman, why can the guy learn? Anyway, we're not going to get into this today, but there's a lot going on over there by learning before davening, and hopefully we'll get there. Okay, so now I just want to point out one more thing. If you go back to the first page, when we were talking about a mashkim apiskoi, when you get up to daven, when you get up to the first thing that you want to do is go say hello to somebody. So I skipped that Rashi. So if you take a look at that Rashi. It's on the first page. It's on the near the bottom of the Rashi's. The Mashkim Lepiskei. Have it?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
First page. Right. Mashkim Lepiskei. Right there. Okay. So Rashi says, "Avol pigle b'derech shoyl." But if you bump into somebody on the road, then you can ask him. Shalom.
You can even initiate.
What if you bump into him in the shul?
Oh, so we'll get to that also. But the Mashkim Lepiskei. So Zakta, but yeah, I mean Kipshutai would be fine, like Rashi. Take a look at Taisvis. The Mashkim Apiskai. So he says to get up and go specifically to go say hello to somebody, give somebody shalom, that would be Asir. And then Taisvis says, V'chein halacha, Abol pigoy be'akroy, mutter. I remember we have this old Yisai that whenever Rashi and Taisvis seem to say the same thing, we know that there's really a machlekes there. Right? So what's the... I mean, just... Pashut, what would be the machlekes here, Rashi, Taisa? This is the first thing that...
Because Taisa doesn't mention about him initiating anything. Rashi seems to say, right, that... was it Rashi?
Shail.
Over there, Shail.
Shail.
Taisa doesn't say that he's being Shail. Taisa sounds like he's answering.
But I'm saying he's going on Mashkim Lepiskel, right? He's going on that. The Gemara said that we're talking about Noisim Shalom Chaver. So on that, the Gemara says that is usher when you're going to be Mashkim Lepiskel. And Tosfos is saying, but if you meet somebody back Roy, you would think that he's continuing with that line. You should say Nen or something. But I hear. I mean, it could be that sometimes. But I was thinking just myself that it could be that Tosfos is saying, like my father just said, Rashi says, If you meet somebody bedarach, so let's say every single day you meet the same guy walking into shul, right? Every single day. So that's according to Rashi. That's what are you doing? Meeting the guy, you bump into the guy, you happen to come at the same time. But Taisa seems to think pugabeh kroy. It's not something that you meet the guy every single day. It's occasionally you meet the guy. Now if you see the guy every single day, then one day you should get together after davening and say, listen, you know, really you're not supposed to greet anybody before, so from now on we'll just give a little, you know, we'll understand and we'll talk after or whatever. But okay, but it could be, I mean, could be, but just wanted to point that out. Okay, so these are the three halakhos. Number one, you're not supposed to be being Isaac in different what you need to take care of, and then also going up to do malacha, and also giving shalom. So let's take a look at the halacha, see how we pass. Before we get to the actual. So this is Simon Pei Tas Siv Beis. So Kivan Shehigia Zman Tfila, when it reaches Zman Tfila, again, you see what he says, when it reaches Zman Tfila. So it's a, he's pointing out, he's not just saying, you know, when you get up. When it's reaching the Zman Tfil, then Asala Adam Lahakim Lepesach Haver Litin Lashalom. Then you're not allowed to give him Shalom, right? That was the Gemara. Mishum Dishmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom, because Hashem's name is Shalom, and that's why not. Avamutter Loimer Loit Safed Demarita. You are allowed to say, good morning. Now he has to be magged this immediately, right? Because, you know, so he says like this. Vafilu Zeine Mutter, Elokeshahutzruch Lalechas Lirois Eza Esek. This is only mutter when you're going to see a certain thing that you have to see a certain asik. Avlam ena haylach ella lahag b'pan of kaidim tefila. But if you're only going to go say hello to the person, afilu ze halosh and aser, even to say good morning would be aser. Is that not like a Rabbeinu Yonah, or is that like a Rabbeinu
Yonah?
I mean, the first. You mean like, so Rabbeinu Yonah brought the first people, right? The Chachmim Provinci.
That's what Shalom
you're saying. Provinza. And they said that you're allowed to do, once you're saying good morning, you can do whatever you want. You can go greet 100 people before, go, you know. But then he says, Rabbeinu Yonah himself says, Nir L'mayri Harav, that it's only mutter when you have to go check on something. We have to go that way anyway, and then you can make a detour by your parents anyway. Go say hello. Good morning. So it seems to me that the Mechaber is passing like the Ma'ari Harav and Rabbeinu Yonah. Right now, the Chachma Provinci.
Right.
But like that second shot. And then just skip ahead of it. We're going to talk about a little bit about a Kriya. But let's just skip ahead to V'im Einai Mashkim Lepiskei. Yeah, it's just a few lines down. Vim einay mashkim lepiskei. If you're not going bedavka out of your way to say good morning, el shapaga bebedarach, you just happen to meet the guy in the street, mutter litein leshalom. Then you're allowed to give shalom. Okay, and then this is last halacha, which is what we spoke out. V'yishayim shafilu moitzach haveir b'shuk, even if you happen to bump into somebody, lo yomer lo yelat zafat maritav, still you should only say good morning. Why k'dei sheyitein leib shehu osu l'sakev edvar machem klal sheyispal. Because it's a strange way to say good, to meet somebody, so that's why you should do it. So it'll be like a hacker that, you know, we shouldn't. We got to go daven now.
Why are you hanging out?
So we should also do something different than good morning.
What?
We should also do something different than good morning to make such a hacker. We should have a peace.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Israel said. I did not see that. I did not see anything suggest that. That now that, but I hear the horror. Take a look at the Aruch Shulchan. Aruch Shulchan has a few kashas on this machaber, which is the next page in the handout. So Aruch Shulchan, we'll start from is the Ois Tezayin. Okay, so the and Ice says Zion. He says Veloshin Rabbeinu Beis Yosef Siv Beis Kehu. This is the Loshin, and you can take my word for it. He basically quotes exactly the way that we just read the Mechaber. Okay, that's Zion. And now Yud Zion. Now let's go to Yud Zion. The Ein Devarav Muvanim. Look, I don't understand. Bamasha Kosev, what he says, Mikoidim. That first he says Vafilu Ze Ein Mutter Ella. Okay, so what did the Mechaber say again? And he says Vachule because you know you just read it. Abel Vachule. So what does he say again? The Mechaber says that even this that I said good morning, that you're allowed to say good morning, that's only mutter. The Mechaber said Kishahutzruch Lo Lachas Liris Eza Esek. Right. But if he's only going Avam Eina Hilach Elo Lahag L'Panav Kaidim Tfilo, but if you're just going to say oh, you wait to say good morning, that would be Aser. V'kasha Haba Eina Hilach Lahag L'Panav. If you're not going Bedafka to say hello, Gam Shalom Mutter Kedemasa Gatzmai. He says himself that if you're not going out of your way to go greet somebody and say good morning, so then even to say Shalom is going to be Mutter.
Yeah. If you bump into him,
yeah. The Ein Loimar, the causes of the Shemakeh. Don't say that he's saying only according to the Das of the Yesh Oimar. That later on, when he says that if you bump into the person, you're allowed to say Shalom. Don't say that's only going like another Yesh Oimar that we brought. Okay, don't say that. And Kain is Lagamri. Vereisi Misha Pirish. Now. Okay, what's this kash? This kash is that if you bump into somebody, you're allowed to say shalom. So then, when the Mechaber says that if you're not going, if you're only going to go say avom eina haylach el ha'panam kavim tefila, then even to say good morning would be aser. Right? That's his kash. He says, what do you mean? You said that even to say shalom would be mutter if you bump into the person. So he says, now I saw somebody that explains the Mechaber like this. V'reisi misha pirish. The Hachli comment, this is what the Mechaber means to say. Da afilu ze ein ei mutter ela kisha hoylech liris eza esek v'agav ze hoylech l'pesach haveri. Now, how did you learn when we all just read this? When we said that somebody's going to check on his esek. Are we talking about when you bumped into somebody?
No,
of
course not.
Or are you talking about that when you're going to see your ASIC, then you're allowed to go make a detour and go say hello to your parents? That's how I call it special time. That's why I kind of learned it that way. Mm-hmm. So he says, but some people want to say that. Some people want to say exactly how I just learned, how we just all learned. That to go to someone's house and to say shalom, that would be usher. Klimar. That even somebody that says that if you bump into somebody, you'll say shalom, but to go make a detour from where you're going to go say shalom, that would be awesome. So some people want to say that. It's like, according to me, I don't understand that. It doesn't make sense. It's not the mashmais of the Mechaber. Dim kain ikir dvar of chasim and asefer. So I didn't understand because the way that we just learned, you learned the Gemara Pasha, you learned the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said he never said this case, and then and the Beis Yosef, where the Mechaber is coming from, brought down basically exactly the Rabbeinu Yonah, and he brings the Chochma Parvinsa first, and then he says the Nir Meir Rav that this thing that you're allowed to be Mashma Lepischai, that's only and to, that when you Mashma Lepischai, it's going to be Usher. But to say good morning is going to be mutter. That's only, he says, kishahutzruch alecha seres esek. Right? Only when you're going to see the esek. But to go out of way bedafka to say good morning to somebody, that would be awesome, right? That's how we learn the word. But he's coming from mashkim lepischai, which mashkim lepischai lechayra means that you're going bedafka to open up someone's door and say hello. I much wanted to stop off and say not that you bump into somebody. Mashal Lepischai doesn't mean that you're bumming into somebody, Kipshutai, right? Unless you want to say, which I see Baruch's, unless you want to say, that no, Mashal Lepischai means you bump into somebody and you're the one to start to initiate. But I don't think that that's Pashup Shad. I don't think that's how Rabbeinu Yonah learned. And I don't think that's how the Beis Yosef learned. And therefore, the Mechaber, when he passes like this, I think that, I mean, the Chayyid, like the Yesh Mishapir, that he's saying that he doesn't understand the Yesh Mishapir at all. I just had trouble with that. Like, I mean, that's Pashup Shah. That's how we all learn. So why is Aruch Shulchan so not learning like that? I'm not 100% sure. But then he asks another kasha, which a few kashas are pretty, you know, interesting. Void. Kiva de soif maktum apischai, malim halach leza halach leisik. He says, hold on a second. Once you're going mashkum apischai, who cares if you're going to see an asik or not? Why does it make a difference? That's a shtaka kasha, right? Should it make a difference? Wait, the halach is you're not allowed to go out of your way in the morning before you go to shul and knock on someone's door. But if you're going to see that, you have to go look at something over there, then you're allowed to. What changed? Why are you allowed to go knock on the guy's door now? Because you're passing by his house anyway? So every morning I'm walking to shul and passing by the guy's house also. Why should it make a difference if I'm going lirois eza asik? I'm going to check out. I have to go check out. I heard that there was a fire near my business. I just want to check it out before that. I'm not going to do anything, Chas v'Shalom, but I just want to check it out. Oh, now you're doing that, and I can go knock on someone's door and say good morning. But if there wasn't be a fire by your ASIC,
no, he means Eza ASIC. In other words, you're going to get yourself a coffee, and you're saying hi to the Indian guy behind the desk. That's what he's talking about.
Are you going out of your way to say good morning to that guy? In Pashup Shah, you were going out of your way.
You're going out of your way to make the coffee, in other words, right?
But you're for sure going. But then you're mashkum apiskei. After that, you're mashkum apiskei. So it doesn't sound like you're bumming into that guy.
It's no longer the minute you take a detour, there goes your.
So then you're going for the ASIC, and then, but we're not talking about you bump into somebody when you're going to the ASIC. You're going to knock on the guy's door. That's what mashkum apiskei means. That's how we're understanding mashkum apiskei, right? So if someone says, "Why should it make a difference? Who cares? Why you're going? Who cares if you just happen to be going to shul and you pass by your parents' house, or if you had to go see an ASIC? Why should it make a difference between you going and knocking on the guy's door and saying hello to him?"
So mashkum apiskei always will mean that you're going to that person's house, whether you're on the way to go somewhere or you're not. If sure going, it's not.
That's how we all learned here. Now, it could be we all learned because you're corrupted by me, but that's the chayr pashup shad. That's how I think it's pashup. Now, unless you want to say that, as I said, unless you want to say that, maybe there's a different whole uptight of mashkum apiskei. You have to learn the whole gemara and everything differently. That no, maybe mashkum apiskei doesn't mean that you're going knocking on the guy's door. Maybe it means something else. Maybe it means if you bump into them, that you're the first person that's saying shalom. I don't know. I mean, you have to say a chiddush.
Right.
But I think kipshuta mashkum apiskei means you're going out of your way to go say good morning to somebody. So why should it make a difference if you happen to be in that situation because you're going to check out an ASIC, or if you just happen to be that way because that's on your way to shul? So that's his first kasha. The second kasha, which is also a bomb, which is the next halacha, which I don't read yet. But the next halacha is, which we saw from the Gemara already at least, that you're not allowed to go do your trachim before davening. So how are you able to go there? Because I'm just gonna pass by. I'm not gonna do anything. So, but you're going to go do your own things before
davening.
Just gonna check exactly doing things. So they said, "V'oytem hani dehech tefila." How you got to go pass by your business before tefila? Halakamanyas barsha aser lasis shum esek kaidem tefila. You're not allowed to go do anything before davening. So you're going out of your way to check on your business. That's also business. That's not business to go check on your business. That's business. Maybe that's not part of business. So he says it's Sarachi and Gadol. Okay, so I was saying the first kasha, I'm having trouble with the first kasha of the ask. But the next two kashas, the Chara bomb kashas. Does it make a difference that you're going out of your way to check your race and then you go knock on the guy's door? Or that, why should that make
sure the way that the Lushin is not that there's a big money loss type thing?
No, that's a different child.
Right.
I don't understand the question. Something wrong, the last one.
Basic?
You're doing something wrong. You're not allowed to do that. Okay, we established you're not allowed to go do something before teal. So now, what's the din though? Am I allowed to give someone shalom? Just because you're doing that,
You're going out of your way to go knock on the guy's door and say hi, right? He's saying that would be mutter. He said, the Mechaber is saying that's mutter. First of all, the Mechaber doesn't say that that's aser. I mean, it sounds like he's saying, no, you have to do it, so you have to do it. It doesn't sound like he's saying that you're doing shaloi kedin. Now, if you're doing shaloi kedin, you should have more of a kula.
Have more
kula,
but what's the din once you're doing it?
No, you're not off the hook for anything else. But it doesn't sound from the Mechaber that would be a problem. So if you take a look, if you look at the Mishabrua now, take a look at Mishabrua. He says, and the Hutzruch Lechas Eres Eza Eisek. Because I was also wondering about the Aruch Shulchan Lechayr is a very good time, right? What's this business you're going to go check on an Eisek? Either it's What are you doing? You're not allowed to say good morning. You're not going to go and say shalom to somebody. You're not allowed to do business, but you're allowed to go check on your ASIC. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, Yud Beis. Kishahutzrich, Leitza Leimar, Shehutzrich, Lalechas, Derechat Seiroi, Shalchaveiroi, Veriyas, Eza ASIC. Va'agavze, Hoylich Lepischai. You go to his, go out of your way, sounds like, Leimar Leit Safed, the Maritav. Avalitan Le Shalom, Abkei Agav Nosset, to say Shalom would be Aser. Veda, let's just skip. Veda, demasha kosev ashulchan aruch lirois eza esek dafka lirois avalis asek mamish aser kaidim tefila. Kedak mam siv gimel, because the Mishnah is also bothered by this, right? We're about to learn in siv gimel. We're about to learn in a minute that you're not to go be Isaac another tzrachim.
Good day from Russian lirois.
Right. So okay, but the Mishnah is like, okay, what's his business? What's Leroy's ASIC? You're allowed to go be Leroy's ASIC? So you got to go check on
Leroy's ASIC? We're saying. It's not a problem. It's not like you're really being ASIC. It's Leroy's.
So I know.
Just,
so
you're just watching.
I know, but like, you're not supposed to be, you know, so you're not supposed to log into your computer, but you can go check around the premises and make sure that, I mean, that's not business.
Can you check your emails on the way to school?
Okay, so that's already, I mean, that already might be a little different child, but here you're just passing by. You're not even going to want to make sure that your business wasn't burglarized. That's not included in business.
You're not filing a whole report yet. You're just looking while you're assessing the situation.
Well, you own the building. I mean, you want to make sure, right? I mean, but I, no, I'm saying I hear it, but that's the chilek. That's the machlokes. A lot of Hashem doesn't understand this. And what's this Leroy's ASIC business? What's this Leroy's ASIC business? You don't have to do that. And Mishnah Berurah seems to be learning that. No, okay. Just to pass by, Leroy's ASIC would be mutter. Okay, and then, take a look at Siv Gimel. Get the Siv Gimel already. Also, Leroy's ASIC, Bitzrachov, Eilelech, Laderach, Achi, Spal, Tfilas, Shemayna Esrei. So you're not allowed to go be Isaac in Tzrachav or Leilach Lederach until you daven Shemayna Esrei. V'yesh makilam acher shamar mixas brachas kareem shamar brach shamar v'toiv l'hachmav zeh. Now some say, oh, I'll say brachas, right? So the Ramah says there is some that are makel that all you have to do is say brachas. And then you can go, Leila Chederech, and you can go do your business. But he says, "V'tayv lahachmer b'zeh." Tayv lahachmer. So let's take a quick look at the Mishnah Berurah. I don't think we have time to go into more. But the Mishnah Berurah says, "L'sa'asik yedzayin kaidem arabakar shalos lasim malacha." Now, before it's morning, Mishnah Berurah says, "Avadi lana do malacha," right? For it's bezman tefilo, like I said, before it's man tefilo, it should be mutter. Because of Eliyahu, but the Mikomakam in Lasa Shum in Yinachi Baruch Seder Brachas, but still you should make Seder Brachas. Upashat the Kavanas b'Chatzis Shas Samach Lair Brachas. Pashat that his Kavanah is half an hour before Davening. So half an hour before is already considered part of Davening that you shouldn't be doing other things. Let's skip to V'Leilach L'Derech, which is a very interesting thing which I wanted to get into, but I don't know if we're going to have time. Maybe we'll get into next week. Leilach L'Derech. Vafilu kaidem mincha umariv im higi ezmanam dinam kamoi kaidem shachris. You hear this? In the next mishabot yotas.
Oh, okay.
Even before mincha umariv. Mm-hmm. Now, Allah would be the same thing. You know, now you,
it's a problem.
That's a big problem, right?
Yeah. greeting people?
We're talking about here, this halacha is talking about being Isaac in Tzrachav and Leilach L'Derech. To do stuff.
What about greeting people? That's not an issue.
Greeting people wouldn't be an issue because you already. The only problem with shalom is that the first person giving shalom to is Hashem or somebody. So as long as you hit chakras, so you already said shalom.
And also, what's this man? Is there early? I mean, you're talking about the earliest.
The earliest man would be Mincha Ketana, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, what about people that are davening later?
Yeah, that's the kasha.
Yeah.
That's the kasha.
Yeah.
So you're not the only one that had this kasha, but this is take care of this problem. Anyway, so and then he says, like, look at the next thing, which is very important. Actually, espal to the shmas until you daven. Vafilim b'makom sheyava yia yochel gamkim lespalim tzibur zmana. Even if the place where you're going, you could daven in the field of tzibur. So you want to get up, take a 7:30 o'clock flight. You're going to land in New York, and there's plenty of minyanim. You can daven 9:30 till 12 o'clock. You can find the minyan. So he's saying, still, that's not going to help you. Afa plikein aser.
No, so you have a simple solution for What? Just say brachas, do like the Ramah.
Right? Oh, so okay, so that was that. Ramah says Tevla Achma. You want to be
lechatchila. Not Tevla Achma when you have to.
Oh, so let's take a look. So Mishabru is saying, oh, it's a good point. Dalicha b'derech havik oisik b'tzrach, because he says that going on the road is like oisik b'tzrach. Ah, kol zeh shloi b'shasad chak. That's only not b'shasad chak. B'shasad chak she'ina shiom amtanasloi. You know, they're not going to wait for you. Your travel plan. You have to. You know. So then yachol leilchem mikaydel m'derech b'ispal b'derech. Then you can go.
And then daven when you get there.
So that's only. I mean, that's okay. I mean, again, when you're scheduling your flights, though, you know, if you have the option, yeah. Land a little later. So then it's not. Oh, I'm going to miss my flight. What am I supposed to do? I'm like, yeah, I can't daven. I'm going to miss my flight. Well, who made your flight at 7 o'clock? I mean, why didn't you make your flight? Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, if you have a business meeting, you know, whatever. Yeah. That's a different story. Right. But if you just try to get there, and you can really look at, you know, either make it before the zman, very early in the morning, mm-hmm. or you go the night before. Whatever. I mean, you know, this. But that's something that you should keep in mind. Okay, now this whole Mincha Maariv business, we'll get into Mincha Shem next week. Okay.